going to run through a few items, just some around the district news that I have here. This week here at Westlake High School is Diversity Week. They have a ton of events planned throughout the week. Mr. Wilson shared with me a project that the students did earlier. We have students who are not born in the United States who attend our school, and some of them put together a documentary. And it was just really interesting when the link is posted. I don't think they, Kim, that's not on YouTube yet, is it? Okay. When that's on, I'll share that. And it was really interesting listening to the perspective of students who were born somewhere else, and were living here now, and just how much they appreciate being in a school. Like you have, we have one student who, she was in her, I think it was her grandfather's home, is that right? And a missile came in to her house and blew up, and she lost one of her legs. And so listening to her talk about that, and you know, but then it's not only listening to her talk about the story, but the optimism and excitement she has being in the school and views. And I think she even states in it, now some students would sit back and kind of complain about school, but you have other students who believe it's an opportunity. And you know, so we'd really like to have that get out to even the two Goggin kids that are in the school. But anyway, really nice, and it's nice to see the different perspectives and the work that they're doing, so it should be a very nice week. Connecting for Kids fundraiser, I don't think we've had a board meeting since that. I looked back on it as I was putting my report together, and I know we canceled the work session. Really nice night. They did a nice job planning it. It was a lot of fun. We also had two of our own recognized, Mrs. Micha, Christina Micha, who is an intervention specialist at Hilliard Elementary, was recognized as the Educator of the Year for Connecting for Kids. But also we had, and it was interesting sitting through tonight when we had Vince and Aiden being recognized. It was really cool seeing Vince's friends show up and the support that he has with them. But it was even seeing it at the Connecting for Kids fundraiser, we had Lee Burnison Middle School students, Elizabeth Carroll, being recognized for the Kind Kid Award. So that was really nice too, watching that happen and really hearing the story on why she was nominated and won that award.
And don't forget the prize that Mrs. Maxwell won. Eating the chicken into the basket something. Yeah.
Oh, was that Mrs. Maxwell? Well, I have to beat Ed in the football toss.
Oh, in the football toss, yes. They did a great job.
So it was fun. It was CAC meeting, just wanted to mention that. Had a chance to stop by and see the work that they're doing. Joe attended that with me as well. Two very relevant topics, one being targeting anxiety and stress for students and different things we can possibly do during the day to help reduce that. The other one is secondary funding, so through grants and other things, so it's gonna be really nice. We had two PTA events, one was Founders Day, where Paul mentioned Hillary Patriarch was recognized as the Educator of the Year, along with a whole lot of other awards that went out to different buildings and different PTA committees. So that was really nice. Todd, can I have you pull up the link while I'm finishing talking about this? The other item was the Elementary Transition Team Forum, which was really nice, and we shared this. So if you haven't seen this yet, this is an internal fly-through. And so we took the time to meet with the parents in the PAC, open it up to a forum and answer any questions that they had. We did show the internal fly-through. I think if you click on it, will it open it up into a larger? No. Can you hit the box on the bottom right?
Yeah, little box.
So, this is a fly-through. Now, if you can pause it just for a second, if you don't mind, you can do that. So, a couple questions as we go through this. This is only a two-minute video, so this won't take too long on this, but when we started showing people this, we started hearing some of the same questions, and so I want to point a few things out. When you're about to walk through the front door, now, to the left, kind of like if you walk into the high school here, to the left is the office where you'll check in. In this video, we don't check in. you know, we just kind of go right in. Because I've had people say, oh my gosh, can you just walk right in? It's like, no, you can't. But also, you'll notice that the doors do open. You don't walk through the doors in the new building. So when you walk in, and you're going to walk into, so I'll set it up a little bit. You're going to walk into the cafeteria, kind of similar to this. But one of the things that's different is right next to the cafeteria is the gym. Now, the gym has a collapsible wall. Now, the reason for that is during the day, that wall will be closed. In this video, it's open. And the reason it's open is because it's more fun to do this fly through with it being open so you can see the large space as opposed to just seeing a wall. So in this video, you'll see that that's open. One of the things that we wanted to do with this building, and Rob's not here anymore, but the architectural challenge was to utilize the large shared space and then make the houses where the students are during the day small. So it's kind of like a funnel. You start off, if you're coming through the front, you start off in a large space and then you go back into each of the grade level houses. Now, this building is designed for students to come in the back. Now, the reason for that is that's where the buses are. So if you drop your student off in front, or if you walk in this way, this is not the traditional route for students. They're not walking in and going through the cafeteria and the gym. They're getting dropped off in the back and they're walking straight in to their grade level floor. So go ahead, Todd, thank you. So when you walk in, you will see. So the other part is we did go with school colors. So when you walk into the building, you will notice and you'll be able to see that this is a Westlake school. Now, when you get back into the houses is where the primary colors came in. So there's a stage, you can see that to the right. Is it just buffering?
Yeah.
And then when you look over here, there, so you see that large open area. Now, we had people saying, well, what if I have harvest day or a big activity? Where are we going to put all these people? You can open that wall and have the entire cafeteria and the entire gym to do kitty closet or whatever type of thing that you're going to do and you need a large space for. You have that.
I'm going to skip through just
that's
to,
fine. Just yeah, it looks like it's not. The video is not. Yeah. It'll be like the old thing where you take the cards and then you flip them all. So now straight ahead there, that's all right. Now this will actually work. So that those stairs take you up to the second floor, which is second grade in this area. One of the things in the design, if you can go a little bit further, Todd, not too much though. Here you go. So as we turn this corner, we're gonna that room right there with the glass. Each house is gonna have a principal and a secretary. So that is going to be the secretary, main office secretary for the first and second grade house. To the left, that second door there is where the school counselor is. Now we have a school counselor at the base of the first and second grade house and the third and fourth grade house. And the way it's going to work is the counselors are going to stagger and then they're going to loop. So they'll split the kindergarten and then one will do first and third grade, and then the other one will do second and fourth. And then they'll change each year. And so what the goal is, so the school counselor has the same kids through the 4 years. And you know, when you build those relationships with the school counselor, it's good for that consistency to go all the way first grade through fourth grade. So that's what we're gonna do there. So that counselor's office would be right there. Go ahead, Todd. Straight down the hallway is where the preschool kindergarten is. We are gonna take a right, go ahead, into, this is where we're going to enter into the first grade house. As you're going in, to the right is a special ed resource room. Straight ahead, keep going. We can get in there. So now this is the first extended learning area. Each floor has two of these. This is where the media center is. I've been asked numerous times where the book's going to go, where's the media center. So one of the things about this design is there is not, well, overall the concept is simple, but it's kind of reversed. The way we operate now is the students go to the resource, right? So what happens is if the student wants to go to a media center, they have to leave their classroom and go to the other side of the building and go into the library. If they want to go get title services, English language learning services, special ed services that are just a quick pull out, or gifted services, they need to leave. In this design, the service comes to the student. So you know, we've been asked many times, how do you keep this small? And one of the ways we keep this small is 90-some percent of a student's day happens right inside here. If they are going to go to the library, it's right outside their classroom door. If they're going to go to the restroom, it's right inside there. If they're going to go to services, gifted, ELL, anything like that, it happens inside there. So everything happens in here. The only thing that doesn't are the specials. When you leave for, and you have one special a day and you have lunch, those are the only two times you should be leaving your house. Go ahead. I love the panels up top. Those are the sound panels. Really cool design. Keep going. And then as you go down the hallway, and all hallways are going to be green and white, so you'll always be able to pick out a hallway. Head on down. To the right are classrooms. To the left are the small group rooms. And then we go back, and now there's a second extended learning area. So a little bit further would be great. Now what we did here, so this is something that you don't see the books and everything. This is an area for teachers just to bring their kids out there. One of the things that we're piloting in, and so when we talked to the teachers, our conversation was they didn't want too much in the extended learning area because they've never really used one. So if you buy all this stuff and then you put it in there, you may say, as you start to use it, well, we'd actually use it differently, so we want something else in there. So most of them, you'll see very basic with soft seating, and you'll see it in the other ones in a moment. But this one we did a little bit differently because one of the things we want to do is, in the high schools, you hear things called makerspace, that is 3D printing and those type of things. And with little ones, they create what's called tinker spaces, which are going to be like Lego-based creative type of play areas. We want to put a tinker space there, and that's the green top thing you see there. But it also gave us a chance to transfer over Isaac's Corner, which was something that was important to Bassett, and you'll see the Star Wars TIE fighter there. You'll see the blue board and that white chair. To the right of it is a stormtrooper chair type of thing. So it's going to be a Lego-based area with a Star Wars theme bringing over Isaac's Corner into here. So that's an area there. You can keep going, Todd. Yep, walking through. Behind those partitions there is a kidney table. You know, if you have students who you want to keep their attention a little bit better, you can do it back through there. Down the hallway. And then as we get down the hallway to the left, it's going to be the restroom as well as another small group room. Classrooms to the right. We're going to walk into a first and second grade classroom, and you can see how that layout is. Now the teachers were also able to pick out whether they wanted desks, tables, or a combination of desks and tables. So you'll see the different layouts in the classrooms here. They chose the color of the accent wall, which is where the projector is. They chose the color of the floor. They chose the color of the cubbies. And you'll see that each first and second grade is going to be different than third and fourth. Great rendering where you can see outside nice big windows. You'll be able to see the view that they'll have. And then you continue and you'll see the cubbies. So there's the cubbies there. That cubby, that thing that you see kind of straight ahead that looks like a box, those are cubbies that are coming towards you. Go ahead to the next one, and then this will take you to, we'll be able to show you a third and fourth grade room. That's a third and fourth grade room. Now, one of the things you can see in here, this one does a nicer job showing you, if you look at the floor over by the cubbies, you can see that it's tile by the cubbies. And the reason for that, so you'll have carpeting where the desks are, and you'll have tile where the cubbies are. Kids coming in with boots with snow on them, wet shoes, those type of things, I'm going to have them walk straight over to the tile area where the cubbies are. Keep going. And then this preschool and kindergarten room, this is crazy. All right, take a look at this. These preschool and kindergarten rooms, when we did the extended learning areas in the middle and met with the teachers, they said, can you make our extended learning area a little bit smaller and our room a little bit bigger? And because when you look at preschool and kindergarten, the majority of what they do is inside their classroom. And so we wanted to give them some more space in there. This room is 1,100 square feet. There are first homes that are not 1,100 square feet. But everyone, and you can see it reflected in the size there. Look at how much space after having the tables and chairs in there. There's a play area close to us, and then you can even see a larger tile area if you can see that line there before you get to the cubbies. So they have a very, very large area. Go ahead, Todd. Go ahead.
Those tables,
can they be the height?
They can raise up and down.
So you could even conceivably have stand-up tables and...
You could, yes.
Or stools stand.
That's awesome.
This is the third and fourth grade, and you'll see that it just has soft seating. So one of the things, so they didn't show you a picture of that front section again, because the front section's always going to be that media center. So it's really going to be the same in each house. This area is going to be a little bit different with the soft seating. And then you have the kindergarten commons. You could see there's just one. There's not going to be two there. And the bookshelves will be built within, but there'll also be some of that seating in there as well. So that's the internal fly-through. We're really excited about being able to physically see this project and what we're going to have for our families. So thank you for navigating that, Mr. Hopkins. So we did talk about that at the CTA transition meeting. Really good questions, things that it was good for us to hear. See, one of the things that you find is that we're working on a lot of the transition and we're working on what we think is important. And then when you get to a parent forum, you'll hear some things that you maybe didn't consider yet. And you know, they're probably not sitting there saying, well, what are you going to do about RTI and this and that? You know, they want to know bus routes and those type of things. So it gives us a good idea of what's important on their mind. Last thing, just as far as an around the district news, tonight we have a girls basketball team playing Avon Lake at Elyria Catholic. I know Mr. Wilson ran out after he was done here. It wasn't because he didn't want to be with us. He was on his way over to Elyria Catholic to watch the girls play, so good luck to them. I do have two agenda items I want to touch on. One is the West Shore vocational contract, and I did send a description on it, but I just wanted to highlight it. Just so you know, and even for those in the audience or listening to it, the recording on the internet, each school district is required to be either part of a consortium or a JVS, or a member of a joint vocational school. Westlake entered into a consortium with Rocky River Bay and Lakewood to form the West Shore Vocational District. And we do have students who attend there, under 30 per year, will go. The contract that is up for approval is in the ballpark of about $800,000 a year. Now, to put that in perspective, am I close on that, Todd?
Correct.
Okay. You know what, the treasurers usually sweat when the superintendent talks about finances. So if now let's just say, and one of the questions like, well, wait a minute, why don't we just join a JVS? Why don't we just join a career center or a vocational school? Well, the way that works is once the board votes and says, yes, we're going to join that vocational school, three mills is assessed to the community. Now, let's put this in perspective for a second. That I said that it's $800,000 for the West Shore Vocational School. Three mills would generate over $4 million that would go to a JBS, and it'd be unvoted. So $4 million, $800,000, when we look at the number of students that we have and the opportunities, we believe it's the best thing for our school district to stick with Bay Village and Rocky River and have our students go to Lakewood's West Shore Vocational School. So that's a little history with that. You can ask more questions as we get to that sort of thing, but I just wanted to throw that in there. Last one I'll talk about is the fuel pump agreement. I know Dave Kosovar is very anxious about this one and getting this one done. We have an agreement with the city of Westlake to share fuel pump, and the fuel pump is over on Clemens Road, over by our bus garage.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and that's where our buses fill up, and the agreement that we have has us sharing. Obviously, we pay for the gas that we use. We also share the cost for renovations to or upgrades or maintenance to the pump and the station there. We also will share cost in the ingress and egress, any repairs that have to happen for our buses or city vehicles using that area. It's been a good deal for us. We don't have a pump, so us sharing that pump is really good unless we want to line up 60 buses at Speedway, which we probably don't want to do, would be my guess. This is a very good deal for us, and slightly changed, the only change, they did reduce, we used to have to pay 50% of the ingress and egress, they dropped it to 35%, and then we would just move on from that. So we could talk about that later, but that's what I just wanted to report.
Okay.